All right, I'd like to invite you over to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. Gospel of Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. Matthew chapter 2, verse 23 reads this way. It says, "And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne this evening, thanking you for the privilege of gathering together as your people. And then, Lord, knowing that where two or three are gathered, there are you in the midst. So we thank you for your presence. We do ask for the blessing of the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and minds and to guide us, Lord, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. We do ask that you bless Northwood Baptist Church tonight in a special way, and that you would build her for your honor and glory, and that we would be found faithful when you return, when we see you face to face. And we do ask that you bless all of your churches, and we'll be careful to give you the praise. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message tonight is simply found there in our verse, and that is that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, or we can say our omniscient and sovereign God. Our omniscient and sovereign God. You know, today there are many things in this life to be, or at least appear to be, uncertain. But one important thing is for sure, and that is that God is in control of everything. Even the things we think are uncertain, God is in control. Nothing has ever caught God off guard. Nothing has ever happened that God did not already know was going to happen. Nothing. And so even, that's why Paul could say, "I have learned." He didn't know it automatically. He learned. "I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to do what?" To be content. I can be content. Why can we be content in that kind of a situation? Because we know that God holds us in his hands, and he's promised he would never forsake us, and he's promised that he works out all things for his glory and for our what? Our good. For our good. Now, that's easy to believe when the sun is shining. And I want you to know, in case you wondered, I have storms in my life too. So sometimes people say, "Well, that's easy for you to say. You're the preacher. You're supposed to say that." No, listen, I don't want to say it if it's not true. And I don't want to say something that I have not experienced from the Lord in my own personal life. There's only one thing that withholds the blessings of God in our own personal lives. And you know what that is? Us. Yes, us exactly. And only because, if it's us, because of unbelief. Because we don't believe what God has given to us for his glory and for our good. Do you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Amen. Amen. I'm glad to hear you say that. Listen, and when we follow the Lord said we must deny ourselves. And then he said we must die to self. And here's the truth of the matter. We can't do any of that. So, Lord, help me. Lord, that's my tendency. Help me. No, Lord. You are my life. May I not look to myself. May I look to you and you alone to be my peace, to be my patience, to be my long-suffering, kindness, all the things that you want to do in my life. We find that all in the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have any of that. God has everything. Isn't that good? Amen. And he's in control of everything. So with that said, let me back you up to verse 1. And we're going to quickly I just want you to keep that thought in mind. God is in control of everything, even the things that we think are uncertain. That's important. And so with that said, I want you to keep that thought in mind as we read through these scriptures here. And I want you to see these wise men who were seeking the Lord. Amen. Look at verse 1. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" Question, did God plan this in eternity past for these wise men to come seek him out? You know, I wonder when it was that the wise men got the news that they were going to seek the Lord. No doubt they had a relationship with God, and God revealed it to them. Okay, now is the time. Maybe he prepared them, and then he told them, now is the time. This is the time. There's the star. Follow the star. I don't understand all of that. I wasn't there to see it, but I believe it because God said it. That's all. I know the Lord is
infallible, amen, and perfect. And so we thank the Lord for that. And so they're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I want you to see, so this is a search really of the wise men of the East. Let me ask you this. Why were these wise men searching for the Savior? Because God gave it to them, didn't they? God gave them this desire and trust that they were going to find the Lord. They'd never seen the Lord. And yet God said, you're going to find him. Isn't that amazing? When God says something, you can find the fulfillment of it. Then notice this. Then we find Herod's trouble. Because, listen, even though Herod was against the Lord, do you know that this didn't catch God off guard? God was still in control. This was all part of the plan and all a part of God's purpose. You know the greatest pursuit you and I have? To find out God's purpose for our lives. Lord, you created me. Does God do anything haphazard? No. Does God do everything on purpose? Yes. Man, that will set us free. If we could just walk in that truth. Lord, everything. You mean a flat tire? God does everything on purpose and provides things even when things don't. Listen, was it God's plan to allow Paul to be imprisoned? It was. It was exactly that. And was it God's plan for him to be saved? Paul, the Apostle Paul, the one that was persecuting the church. The one who condoned the stoning of Stephen. He was all for it. And participated himself in the persecution of other believers. And so God was in control. It was part of God's plan. You know that Paul said that it was God's purpose for him to proclaim the truth? Now listen to this. Paul didn't know that when he was against the Lord Jesus Christ. But after he got saved, he knew that God had called him from in the past, eternity past, to be a proclaimer of the Word of God. Do you know, as a saved child of God, you know also that it was God's will for you and me to trust the Lord as our personal Savior. Now, is there opposition? Yes, there's opposition to the truth. But listen, that's okay. God's in control of all of that. All of that will honor and glorify the Lord. So look with me, if you will. Verse 3, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. What's this? All Jerusalem? That's the Jews. What's going on? We don't know if we like this. You know, when we're filled up with ourselves, we don't like God's plans. We don't want... Listen, do you know what the best thing... Do you know what the best thing for the believer would be? Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen? Even so, Lord. But listen, those who are not in tune, they, oh, wait a minute. I don't know that I'm ready for you to come right now. You see, I've got this, that, and the other. And God might say, okay, you take care of this, that, and the other. Come on, bride. Watch out. If you want to stay and finish this, that, and the other, okay. You know, I'm not saying that's the way it's going to be, but... What if it is? If we're not, God's intent was that our life would be found where? In Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if it's not there and if it's somewhere else, we're going to miss out on the blessings of God. We're not going to understand life, what it's all really all about. We're going to go ahead and not yield to the Lord. We're going to go ahead and try to manage our lives instead of yield them, so that the Lord might lead us in his way. So notice what happened, and that's Herod's case right here, and Jerusalem. So verse 4 says, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes, so we do know who he's talking about here, of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Where is he supposed to be born? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. That's Micah chapter 5, verse 2. And behold, he says, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judea. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Now, was that what he really wanted to do? Isn't that amazing? Now watch this. Listen. Did he want to destroy the Son of God? Did he want to destroy the Savior of the world? Now, look how reasoning and the truth eludes the lost, okay? If he really wanted to destroy this child, and he did, don't get me wrong, he did. But God blinded him. Why not follow them? Why not? They're good. That's where they're going. But see, he was so arrogant, he was so full of himself, that he actually thought these people who really had genuine compassion and concern for the Savior would actually tell them that. And he actually thought, Herod did, he actually thought that he could overthrow God. See? But didn't God tell the wise men what was up, what was the plan? And so they left, right? See, the world will never overthrow the plan of God. They think they're going to overthrow it. They think they can stand. And listen, they're not ashamed. They ought to be, but they're not ashamed to stand in opposition to the Lord. Listen, may we never consider that thought. Amen? That we would be yielded to the Lord, and that we would be loyal to God, and that we would call upon the Lord to cause us to walk in His ways, not our own. See, why is the world so adamantly against the Lord? Because they're walking in darkness, is what the Bible says, and they love darkness, and they're not even ashamed of it. Boy, howdy, even today, they're not ashamed of things. Listen, come on now. If things were done like this 30 years ago that are being done today, the society would have said, what is the matter with these people? What is the matter? Yet 50 years ago, they'd have been embarrassed. But see, sin has gotten a hold of our society, and it's like the emperor's new clothes, right? Is it the emperor? Remember that little story? And oh yes, and they were afraid to say anything to him until one little boy said, "He's got no clothes on." And then he was embarrassed, and why? Listen, we'll either adhere to the truth, or we're going to get carried away with a lie. And listen, the lie doesn't bring any happiness, doesn't bring any joy. Why? Listen, when you look at the people that are against God, are they happy people? No, not even for a little bit. They're always red-faced about something. They're always upset about something. They're always fighting something and championing. What kind of a life is that? Hey, you know what, the child of God, all we have to do is walk with our Savior. Do you know we don't have to worry about what's going on with our taxes? Do you know that we don't have to? By the way, remember, everybody was going to be taxed. Everybody went to be taxed. And in the midst of that, guess who came? The Son of God. Right in the midst of turmoil and maybe pressures of taxation, peace comes. And that's what God wants us to walk in. So look what's happening here as we consider our text. So he says, hey, bring me word again. When you find out, and I want to worship him also, which was a lie. Look at the Lord's direction. Look at verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. So fathom this thought here, okay? I don't know what happened that caused them to turn in. Hey, we're looking for the Son of God. We're looking for the Savior of the world. We're looking for the Messiah. We're looking for the Christ child. And so Herod and all Jerusalem gets bent out of shape. They're wanting to find out where it's going on. And then when they continued on their way, the Lord shone the star again, and they were headed to, and they did find the Lord, didn't they? Do you know, one thing I'm sure of, these wise men were not concerned, really, whether Herod was for them or against them. They had one thought in mind. We're going to follow what God led us to do, and that is to find the Christ child. That's what we're going to look for, and that's what they did. And you know, was there opposition? Yes. But they weren't focused on the opposition, because God sees to His glory, His honor, and His glory, and He does that through His people. These people were not warriors. These wise men were not warriors. They couldn't have withstood Herod, but God saw to it that Herod would be no threat to them, and that they would continue on their way. Now watch this. So they come up to where the child was, and verse 10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. You know what they're saying? Just like God said. just like God said, and they fell down and worshiped him. What was their focal point? Do you think they were concerned about anything else but being in the presence of God? They were in the very presence of God. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. In a dream. I don't know where they were at. I don't know where they were sleeping. But you know what? They had a wonderful day. They had a wonderful, splendid, spectacular evening. And then they went and lodged somewhere. I don't know if they made a tent or whatever. But then when they were sleeping, God said, okay, God is so good to lead us in his way. This is what's going on, and this is how you need to go. You need to go another way. And so the world is scheming and planning, but God's people should have peace even when the world has no peace. We should have peace because the Lord is our peace. So this is the Lord's direction guiding their lives. And here's the last thought here. Here's what I want you to see, and that is our omniscient and sovereign God. So verse 13, when they were departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I have called my son. Verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Now listen, that was an atrocity that took place. And yet, listen, I don't understand the Lord, but he allowed these things. And it's a terrifying, it was a very troubling time. But listen, he, in the midst of giving us the freedom to choose, and again, I might be wrong in this, and I don't have a problem with being wrong in this. The best way I can understand it is God has given to us our will to choose, to make choices. Choose you this day whom you will serve, right? And in through that, he has interwoven his will. That his will is going to, doesn't matter if Hitler's on the scene, doesn't matter if Nero's on the scene, it doesn't matter if Herod's on the scene, you're not going to stop God. He is omniscient and he is sovereign over everything. And listen, that ought to give us confidence. Everything that is happening, everything that will happen, God is in control. Even in our own personal lives. And so when we stop to consider that, may we look to the Lord. Listen, who is our peace? Who is our life? Who is our joy? And you know what? In doing that, God will light up our lives to be the light of the world. So when our world gets turned upside down, we can still rejoice. Why is that? Because I'm a child of the King. Let me ask you a question. Will that ever change for us? Are you sure? Are you looking forward to that day when you see your Savior face to face? What a day that's going to be. It might be nearer than we realize. So may we seek the Lord and enjoy the life that he's given to us. And Lord, show me, not my purpose, but your purpose for my life. Show me what it is that you would have me do, how you would have me walk. Draw my heart. Lord, teach me to pray. You think that would be wrong for us to ask the Lord to teach us to pray? I mean, Lord, I want to have a real prayer life. I don't want to just say some things to you. I want to hear from you. I want you to direct my life. Lord, give me a heart that I might be not 50%, but 100% yielded to you. Amen? So tonight, as we consider that which was spoken of by the prophets is going to take place, because our God is omniscient and is sovereign even today. Let's pray. Would you stand with me? Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your truth and your word, and Lord, your sovereignty. What a great God, Lord. You are in complete control. May you embed that in our hearts and minds, that we would be standing on the solid rock that is unmovable throughout all eternity, Lord. We can have assurance when we seek and walk with you. You bring the stability. You are our peace. And may we this year celebrate more than ever that realization of your guidance and your desire and your purpose that you created us for, that we might ask you, petition you for it, and you've promised to reveal it, and that we can walk in it. May we experience you the way you intended for us to. Bless as we break off for prayer, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.